The sponsor of SB3 is Jeb Bradley, our good friend from the great town of Wolfboro, State Senator Jeb Bradley, and he joins us on the program. Jeb, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you? And good morning to all your listeners.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, Jeb. It's been a while. All right, Jeb, tell us a little bit about some of the major changes. As I mentioned, we talked to David Lang a little earlier. By the way, he sends his regards to you. Give me just a little background, Jeb, on some of the major points on SB3.
Well, Charlie, because of things that happened in the past, legislative decisions, decisions by the board, the New Hampshire Retirement Fund is in a very precarious position. We only have 58.5% of the funds necessary to pay for the cost of retirement on a going forward basis, and that makes us one of the least funded, most precarious retirement systems in the state. And the result of this is going to be that taxes for primarily property taxpayers are going to soar as a result. And so what we're proposing are reforms that are in line with what other states have done, quite frankly, that should have been done a long time ago, that folks that are not yet vested, meaning less than 10 years of service, would have to work an additional 5 years if they're in public safety fields, that they could not put accumulated and unused sick and vacation time into their retirement package. And those are the main changes. I would also stress, Charlie, that for people that are already retired, there's not going to be any changes. And for people that are already vested, in other words, 10 years of service previously, the changes would be absolutely minimal.
Jeb, there are some points that really jump out at a lot of people. One of them, of course, is the double dipping issue. The other one is what is referred to as spiking. Where do you stand on those two issues, and how would those be reformed?
Well, I think that the issue of double dipping, which means somebody retires from a job and then goes back into the system, if you will, and takes another job while they're collecting their retirement pay. I think that there are a couple of things that we can do. We can change the definition of part-time employment to take care of some of it, or I think the changes that I outlined before in terms of the age of service and not allowing end-of-career buyouts and the things like that that pad one's retirement are over time going to solve that problem. In terms of the spiking is when people use a lot of special details, in particular in law enforcement, to pad their retirement, especially in those years just before they retire that determine their level of compensation. We would do away with the ability to add those kind of off-duty payments into your retirement system. Now, somebody in law enforcement could still take advantage of special duties, just wouldn't count for their retirement.
What about retirement ages, Jeb? Would you change some of those minimums?
Yes. If you're what are known as Group 1, which are teachers, municipal workers, everybody basically except people in the public safety field, there are not going to be any changes in the age of retirement. It's 60 right now, and you have to have 30 years of service. And that's not what really, from what we're told, is driving the problem. But if you're in the public safety realm, you're able to retire right now with 20 years of service and at age 45. And so what most other states have done is to raise that to age 50 and 25 years of service. And we think that's appropriate, given that people are living longer, they're healthier, they're able to work these kind of demanding jobs, and given the impact that the rates are going to have on employers and property taxpayers. So I think it's a balanced proposal and one that over time is going to make sure that the retirement system functions for people who depend on it without having the just crushing burden that it's going to have on property taxpayers.
We're talking with Jeb Bradley about Senate Bill 3, which would reform the state's retirement system. Jeb, the New Hampshire Retirement Security Coalition has come out with a number of issues regarding SB 3. One of them is they believe that the majority of the changes proposed in the bill are unconstitutional.
Well, obviously, that's their opinion. You know, it's my opinion, and I think it's the opinion of the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire, who's already defending in court right now a similar claim that a reform that was made several years ago is unconstitutional. I think it's my opinion and the Attorney General's opinion that you can make changes prior to the time that somebody is vested. Now, this is what the court's going to have to decide. But again, you know, what we're talking about right now is that primarily property taxpayers, Charlie, and let's face it, people are struggling in this economy. They're having trouble making their mortgages, paying their bills, doing what they need to do for their kids. All of the burden is falling on their backs. And I think it's quite simply not equitable to say that there shouldn't be some sharing of that burden between people who are going to retire in the future. And we're talking about future retirees now, not current or not people that are vested, and property taxpayers.
Jeb, let me throw a couple of other things where obviously the NHRSC differs on your thoughts on SB 3. One of them, they say that Senator Bradley has proposed requiring the transfer of $89 million from the Group 2 special account to the corpus of the pension fund.
Well, obviously, what happens with Group 2 is the special account, excuse me, Charlie, that's money that is used to pay for increased benefits, for cost of living allowances and that type of thing. And when times are good and your retirement system is well-funded and meeting its targets, that's certainly appropriate. But there's no mandate that, you know, these higher level of benefits be paid unless there are funds available. And that's the way the legislation reads. And that $89 million really should go into the body of the retirement fund to make sure that it is funded and viable in the future. And let's remember, the unfunded liability, as I said before, is 58.5%. What does that mean? That means the taxpayers in New Hampshire are on the hook right now for roughly $4.75 billion. That's billion with a capital B, dollars of unfunded costs. And to say that this $89 million shouldn't go back into the body of the retirement fund when we're facing the crushing property tax increases that we're going to face, I think, is unrealistic.
Well, let me talk a little bit about the medical benefit subsidies, Jeb. The NHRSC says there's already a lawsuit, AFT et al. Versus the state of New Hampshire, working its way through the court system that'll address the issue. They claim that a rush to change the benefits before the court has ruled on the issue could cost taxpayers thousands of dollars to go back and undo that what is proposed by Senate Bill 3.
Well, again, I mean, these are the issues that are teed up before the New Hampshire Supreme Court, and I think my position, and certainly I believe that of the Attorney General because he's defending the state in court right now, is that until you are vested, you don't have an absolute right to having, you know, the exact same level of benefits that you do when you're vested. Now, we'll find out what the court rules, but, you know, the medical subsidy had grown at a rate of 8% per year, and it simply created a $1 billion unfunded liability on top of the pension liability, which is $3.7 billion. So a previous legislature froze that subsidy. It was supposed to come back at a 4% growth rate. What we do is just continue that freeze. Very realistic, given the crushing burden on property taxpayers who are struggling and the huge unfunded liabilities that the state is facing.
Jeb, we have to take a break. If you could hold on a second, we're talking with State Senator Jeb Bradley, talking about Senate Bill 3, which would reform the state retirement system. We'll take a break. It's 8:44 in the Charlie Sherman Show. More with Senator Bradley coming right up. 8:46 on the Charlie Sherman Show. We're joined by State Senator Jeb Bradley, and we're talking about the reform of the state's retirement plan. We spoke with the president of the Firefighters of New Hampshire, David Lang, earlier this morning. Jeb, in talking to David, there do seem to be some areas where both sides are in agreement of some reform.
Well, I think that what they have said is that the reforms that I'm talking about should only apply to people newly hired in the system. And I would just note that several years ago when my good friend Dave Lang had the opportunity to support those kind of reforms that would have helped stabilize the system a few years ago, they fought them vigorously. Now, because the problems are even more dire, they finally come to the conclusion that if there aren't reforms, the system's simply going to, not be functional in the future unless property taxpayers pick up all of the burden. And so I think, Charlie, that's illustrative of the problem. The longer we wait to fix the system, the more onerous, the more unpalatable the solution becomes. So if 3 or 4 years ago we had done, the changes and applied them to new members, we might not be having this discussion today. If we're not successful with these reforms today, then what we're going to have to do in the future just becomes that much tougher.
Jeb, if in fact most of the proposed changes do go into effect on Senate Bill 3, how long before we start to see some of the benefits of the state?
Well, I think that the long-term benefits will be immediate. But the way that the rate structure works for municipalities, counties, school boards, and the state in terms of their contribution to the system, we are going to see, regardless of whether my bill is successful, significant increases. The question is, on a more medium-term basis, if some of these reforms are adopted, then we will be able to limit their impact over the next several years and spread the burden between taxpayers, most of whom are property taxpayers, and many of those people are, as I said before, Charlie, really struggling today with their mortgages, their jobs, the cost of home heating oil, everything like that. We'll be able to mitigate that and spread that burden out over, both the people who receive the benefits and those who pay for the benefits.
Jeb, does our retirement system differ greatly from surrounding states?
That's a question I don't know, except that I think there are 40-plus states, for instance, for public safety workers, who now have age 50 and 25 years of service as a minimum amount of time in order to qualify for that retirement benefit. And, as I said before, Charlie, a lot of the things that we're advocating, not allowing, unused sick time and vacation time to be accounted for in one's retirement, the change in the age, the ban on outside special details. These are all things that have been proposed and vigorously fought in the past, but the problem just keeps getting worse, and that's the problem.
We're speaking with State Senator Jeb Bradley on Senate Bill 3, reform of the state's retirement system. Jeb, but what is the next step in this process? I know a public hearing was held, and obviously it does get emotional at times because you are dealing with families of folks who have been in the retirement system. Where does it go from here?
Well, again, just on that last point, let me stress, anybody that is currently retired, no impact.
Right.
And anybody that is currently vested, virtually no impact. So, and if you are a Group 1 member, again, virtually no impact, even if you are invested. So two things will happen, Charlie. A public hearing will be held at some point in February. My good friend Sharon Carson, who is a very able state senator from Londonderry, is chair of the committee that will hold the public hearing in the Senate. You know, I would challenge folks that think that they have a better idea on how to do this to come forward with those ideas, because, you know, the principle should be the same, at least in my view. We need to spread the burden out so that property taxpayers don't get stuck with all of the costs and all of the risks. That's number one. And the second part of it is we need a viable and stable retirement system that doesn't have, you know, this long-term nearly $5 billion, unfunded liability. So if there are other ways of, you know, meeting that challenge that sort of adhere to those two goals, I'm all for having that discussion. And I think members of the Senate committee that will hear the bill will be all in favor of having that discussion. The second thing that's absolutely critical, Charlie, we will have the actuarial numbers back from the retirement system on what positive benefits my bill will produce.
Jeb, are you confident that there will be some significant changes once all is said and done?
Well, anytime you wade into retirement issues, as I am learning, it's obviously very contentious. And that's fine. We should have a principled discussion. But remember, the problems are growing, and I think that this legislature has made it pretty clear we have got to tackle large problems that the state faces, and retirement is sort of one of the three big things that we're facing: retirement, education, funding, and a structural deficit in our budget, too much spending. And I think that people are ready for those challenges. That doesn't mean that the solutions are going to be painless. Unfortunately, they're not. But again, if we're not willing to do what we need to do now, the pain just grows and the solutions become more difficult in the future.
Jeb, is there one point that seems to be more of a sticking point than others, or is it a combination of an awful lot of different points that people disagree on?
Well, I think it's probably, you know, the latter, Charlie, that, and I think I didn't hear, you know, Dave talk, but, their point has always been just make changes to people that aren't in the system. Well, you know, for public safety workers, that means that you have to amortize that change out over a 20-year basis. And so, you know, the burden sharing that I keep talking about is really nominal at that point. And I think that that's probably the main sticking point, and that permeates the debate.
All right. We will continue to follow this. Obviously, it is a very important topic where there is a lot of emotion involved in this issue as well. Senate Bill 3. Jeb Bradley, State Senator. Jeb, always a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate you joining us this morning and giving your side of this story.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Charlie. And many thanks to your listeners for paying attention so carefully, I'm sure.
Well, we always appreciate you joining us, Jeb. Look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeb. All right, so you've heard both sides. Senate Bill 3, and a very emotional issue, obviously. It affects a lot of people here in the state of New Hampshire. So we will continue to follow this issue as it makes its way through the state legislature.